Welcome to Daycare Podcast, the student edition, with the lovely, the beautiful, the intelligent, Kamo Khelo. Welcome, Kamo.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. And I can't wait to just dip from that well of wisdom that you're about to share with us today.
All right.
All right. So, Kamo, for the sake of our listeners, tell us, who is Kamo?
Okay, so my name is Kamo, in full is Kamrelo. Dikhale, I'm originally from Limpopo, to a small village called Radikhale. So my surname and the place, the same, the same, I'm royalty. Yeah, so I'm currently in Cape Town now, studying and working, yeah. So basically that's me.
Lovely, lovely. You said you're currently in Cape Town studying and working. Two for the price of one. Now, the question is, what are you studying? Do you mind taking us through?
Okay. The journey? All right, cool. So I have a degree in teaching, education, Bachelor of Education in Mathematics and English. And I'm currently doing my honors in Mathematics Education. And yeah, I'm working as the general lecturer's assistant at the University of Western Cape.
Lovely, lovely. A general assistant lecturer at the University of the Western Cape. Yes, yes guys, you've heard it right. So, Kamo, take us through the journey on what drew you to study what you're studying, studying education and becoming a lecturer. How was the journey from matric, from high school up until here?
Okay. Funny enough, I didn't want to study teaching. I didn't like it. I've been confessing. I believe in confession. I've been confessing that I don't want to do teaching. I don't want to see teaching because my granny did teaching. But God's plan, they landed me here. I didn't even apply for it. That's how much I didn't want to do teaching. I was applying for pharmacy. I would apply for applied mathematics because I love math. I applied for what are other things? Well, I applied for a lot of things because I think the university that I didn't apply is the one in Eastern Cape,
yeah.
KZN and Northern Cape, if there is.
Yeah.
But all other provinces have applied for different things. Mm. But then what happened is even with this, so yes, there's a story. So even with this degree, like Bachelor of Education, I didn't apply it for myself.
Yes.
I just received an email. By that time, I was preparing to go to TUT for my pharmacy interview and a test.
Yeah.
I received an email saying that you are accepted for teaching. It's like, yo, teaching me, University of Western Cape.
At any cost, avoid it.
I was like, what? What is this? I was like, okay. I put it aside. I was like, let me continue with my pharmacy route and all that. And then, yeah, up until in January in 2018, like even the way I came in Cape Town, like I didn't want to study education. I didn't want to do teaching, like at all.
Yeah.
I've pushed in Joburg. I remember I went to Sfako Makgatho because I've applied for physiotherapy there. They said that I'm on waiting list. I was like, okay, fine. Contacted vets, waiting list. Contacted UJ, waiting list. And then for pharmacy, they're like, I was on waiting list, but then like it was promising. Then I was like, okay, let me chill a bit. I'm hoping that out of the blue, they say, the things are not working. There are things that happened in admin. I was like, okay, cool. Up until my sister was like, you don't have any other choice. I only left with Western Cape. We're not planning for you to go that far, but since it's the only thing, then you're going to go there. And I remember I bought a ticket on the 29th and I left on the 31st of Jan. I still remember. That's how much, like, I didn't want to do teaching. I came here and, yeah, I use a bus. Hey, yeah. The funny story is that I got off at, so there was someone this side who is from home that he's related with my uncle, the one who applied for me.
Yes.
So when I was coming, I was chatting with him. I was like, okay, get off at Belleville, yo, Kamo. Did I not get off at PAL? I got off at PAL and I was like, I've arrived. I was like, okay, where are you? Like, hey, I don't know. Yeah, I've arrived. It's a garage. And I was like, okay, what do you see? I described everything. It's PAL. I was like, okay, it's fine. I'm coming. First time I arrived here, yeah. I used a train. Cape Town train from PAL to Belleville. So basically, that's the journey. I matriculated in 2015. And then 2016, I went to do matric rewrite.
Yeah.
Yeah, the plan was to study in Joburg because I loved Joburg.
Yes.
But then I got an opportunity from one NYDA. They were funding those who want to do matric rewrite. Yes, yes. Right, yeah. At Star School. Star School is the best school in Joburg. Okay. Yeah. So then I grabbed that opportunity. I went and I rewrite it. 2016, I had to go back home because things were not... 2017, mm-hmm. yes. 2017, things were not happening. Like, yo, I tried my best and all that. And then I went back home. And then 2018, that's when I got the opportunity to come to Cape Town. And yeah, I was like, what else?
Then the rest was history.
The rest was here. And I'm here. The rest was the history.
So, you know, one thing, I'm not sure if it's safe to say that for you, it's as if teaching was a calling. Because at any cost, you tried to avoid teaching, but you're being drawn back to it. And now you're here. Yeah. You went into education. So with that, you know, up and downs, you said, I love that you mentioned that you went to rewrite your matric, meaning that you did not want to give up. You just wanted to get to varsity.
Yes, yes.
So that wants me to ask you this question. What were the strategies that you took when it came for you applying? What were the steps you took? Yeah, you had to redo your matric, mm-hmm. but you still had to apply. We know how tedious that journey can be, standing in queues, mm-mm. going to universities. What were the strategies that were taken by you? And especially that you had to leave your province to come here in the Western Cape.
So I would say it was God, truly speaking, because I didn't have to to work. I didn't have to wait on the long queue and all that. Everything, there was just smooth.
Gliding.
All I had to do was to accept that, okay, I'm going to do teaching. And then everything went so well. I really didn't have any complication. Even coming this side, someone was waiting for me. The room was prepared for me. NSFAS approved everything. Yeah. Like, everything was just so well. Yeah, so, and then with, the only challenge that I had was when I was applying for 2015 to 2016. Yes. Yeah, yeah, that was then. But for coming this side, everything was just smooth
and rosy.
Rosy. Something that I was running away from.
You know, let me just... You know, there's something that I wanted to ask you, because I've noticed in your journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, you mentioned that you're doing your honors.
Yes, I'm doing my honors.
And also in between, you said that you had to go from matric. 2016 was a tough year for you.
Yeah.
And you had to fight to get into varsity. But knowing that you have already your first belt, that means that you're someone who knows quite well about highs and lows in your education.
Yeah.
You know, can you kindly share with us the challenges that you faced, the victories that you won,
the loss that you
experienced as a student and as a graduate so far?
All right. So first of all, since I've mentioned that I didn't want to do teaching, I had to sit down with myself that, okay, this is the plan that God wants for me.
Yeah.
So in order for me to excel in this, I have to give it my all. And I also have to love what I'm doing. In as much as I didn't love, I was just holding on maths because I love maths.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, since there is maths, let me hold on it. Let me push it and all that. So it was not an easy journey. I don't want to lie. First year, it went so well because I remember I even got on Dean's list. That's, everything went so well. And then second year, that's when things started to be shaky there and there. But by the grace of God, you don't give up. They are in life, they are low low. Yes. Like, you just have to know that there are times whereby things won't go the way you wish, and there's times where everything will go the way you desire and all that. So you don't give up. You just push on. Study. Yo, was I studying? I think God was
just... I wish it were you.
I think God was just with me. I don't want to lie. Yes, I was studying because you have to study, but it wasn't that much. It wasn't the thing that Eguti, I should push on, sleepless night and all that, crossover. I didn't have much of that. I just had a simple schedule, and I go to class, I listen, and I do. The thing is, most of my modules were maths, and I love maths.
Yeah.
So I found comfort in maths. No matter how the question, I'll look at it. I'll, okay, now I need to take a walk. I come back and I push. So I didn't have those, I'll say, challenges. I was just flowing. And I think in my first year, there was this other module, is theory. So I love practicals. I love math.
Yeah.
So it was theory. Then I was like, okay, now you have to study. That's when I was like, okay, I have to learn on how to study. And then I studied that module, and I did well with it. I love, like, it was something that I discovered. Actually, it's not that I'm only on practical things.
Yeah.
Even the theory things, can memorize things. Memorize things and then just, So, but it wasn't that challenging. I don't want to lie. It wasn't that challenging, because even funding was there. The support from home, it was there. I found family from campus that were there. And one thing about being a student, be involved in the activities that are happening on campus.
Yeah.
Like, there are some residential things that might be happening. Just go there to distress, to meet people, new people, make friends. That's the thing that, you know, like, on my first year, I made a lot of friends. It was a new environment, but I made sure that I make a lot of friends. So everything for me was just easy, because I had people that I can rely on, I can contact, and they can help me throughout the chain. So it wasn't...
It wasn't that hard.
No, it wasn't at all. It wasn't...
You rather made it very simple by your nature, you know, being friendly.
Yes, pushing, yes. You know,
stuff like that.
Yes, and also get involved, because sometimes the academics, they're a lot. They come on you, and if there are events, just go there. You meet new people, you discuss, or whatever that they are doing, activities, you get to learn, and you distress from your academics.
Do you know, drawing from this interview so far, I've picked up two things from what you're saying. One, do what you love. Because I've noticed that you love mathematics.
Yes,
if
I do.
If you at least can discover that I love this thing, and you go study what you love, it makes it easy.
True, that's true.
But in between as well, I've seen that you're a very active person, and
you
were involved in too many things that kept you busy.
Yes.
Sometimes we get too involved in many things, but then we lack that space for fun.
Hey.
So kindly share with us, what were you doing for fun? Because you're pushing, you were chowing, but you're also having fun in the process.
So
what was that?
All right. So I didn't have that fun. But I had fun in my own level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the thing of exploring Cape Town, I didn't have that much. I didn't do that.
Yes.
But any activity that is on campus, I utilize it. I don't wanna lie. There was some... sometimes they say it's HIV activation. I go there. Just go there, have fun, meet people.
Yeah.
That was the kind of fun that I used to have. So, not exploring. No, I didn't do much of exploring of Cape Town. It's something that I'm doing this year. So that was fun. Just there was this other time we had... there was heritage celebration, something like that event. Saw it on my email. I went there. We ate food from different countries, and it was interesting, because it was for free.
That's
the, you know what I love about the activities and events on campus, they're for free, and there's a refreshment. So it was for free. We went there, we ate different cuisine from different countries, and it was nice. I don't want to lie.
The free buffet.
The free buffet. Now I know what they eat in Nigeria. I'm in South Africa, but
yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of my fun. And other than that, I'll always at church because I'm a church girl.
Okay.
I'm a church girl. So yeah.
Do you know one thing that I want to ask right now, because I hear you're very fun, but you're very vibrant, you're pushing. Sometimes people get too distracted with fun or being involved in too many activities that they lose their ways. So could you kindly share the routines that you were taking, right, that you used in between the fun that kept you focused, that kept you... that caused you to excel in your studies.
Mm-hmm.
That now you graduated and you've got and now you're pursuing your second belt in honors. What was the routine that you used?
Okay, I think with that is you always have to remember why you're here. Because for me, I always want to make my family proud.
Yes.
And I understand that it is an opportunity that God granted me for me to be here to study because of the difficulties that I went after my matric.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that this is an opportunity. You need to use it wisely.
Yeah.
There is space for going out, having fun and all that, but you also have to have boundaries. I'm a person that have a schedule. I have a schedule. And sometimes I can go... Like, okay, maybe I say I'm going to study, but then someone comes and then I relax with that person. I know that means I'm going to add an extra hour or whatever time that I've spent with that person. Mm. So have a schedule and be consistent in your schedule.
Consistency.
You have to, if you're saying that I'm waking up at 5 and prepare for an hour and all that, okay, do that, it's fine. Go to class, attend your class. When you're done with your class and you come back, maybe you meet a friend. Sometimes you need that, the disruption on your schedule. You can spend time with your friend, but know that after that, you have to add another hour to catch up. Yes. So I always had that. And also the other thing is that I work best. It's not like I work best. Yeah. I prefer to work at night because I believe that it's quiet.
Night shift gang.
Yes, I'm a night shift gang. I can work. One interesting about me is I can work anytime, like at any place. Yes. Even if there's a music, I can work. As long as I put my mind on it, I can work. But I enjoy working at night. So I will just have fun there. And then I know that, hey, by this time, I need to cut off. And then that means I have an extra time for me to push. So that's how I used to cover you.
I just love because you tapped into a question that I was about to ask. How do you deal with raised life? You know, because now you say that it's noisy. Whether it's quiet, you just blend.
Yeah, just so.
How do you cope with the fact that you had to leave your family members in Limpopo and then you come to Cape Town? You just mentioned earlier on that you had a relative here, but I'm not sure if you've got more relatives here. How was that, you know, knowing you're on your own?
Mm.
Let's say right now you've got the freedom to do whatever you want, but somewhere you chose to stay focused,
mm-mm-mm,
irrespective of that. How do you deal with that? What was your secret?
Okay, a secret for me to be disciplined. As I've said, I mean, I'm born again. And in me being born again, there are principles that I've been taught from home.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I would say it's just God preserving me from a lot of things. Because from even when I was home, I wasn't involved in other things and the things that other people are doing.
Yeah.
I'm just a principal
person.
Yeah, I'm a principal person. So even coming here, I was excited. I don't want to lie. I was excited to be far from home, far from my siblings. I love them. I love them a lot.
Yeah.
But I was far because I love exploring.
Yeah.
And I love growth.
Yes.
That's one thing about me. I love growth. So for me, it was like, okay, there's no one here. You have to know why you're here. Mm-hmm. You have to know who you are and stick to that. That's basically how I've been. Yes. So the fact that my family is not here doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
What they've taught me back home, I still apply even today.
Okay.
Yeah. So just apply the principle that you've been taught, Shem. For me, is that. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And Him. I think all the credits are to Him, because I believe that He's the one who preserves me and also guides me not to be involved in all things. So, just principle and
I've noticed throughout our talk so far, you have been mentioning know your why, the importance of knowing your why. Why am I here? So it means that one needs to know the purpose. Why are you studying this?
Yes.
And if you don't know that, you hit the rock.
You'll find yourself in lost. Some funny places and far corners.
But throughout this whole thing, you know, the question that I've been thinking about as well is, you are a student, but also a lecture assistant.
Yes.
Oftentimes, I remember from our experience, students hated lecturers. But for you, it's like you never had any issues with the lecturers. You'll enjoy the course. Nobody gave you a tough time. What were you doing? What was your secret in that? Not even I assume maybe there was that one lecturer that you didn't really meet well with, but you just went on like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And you were excelling in that courses. What was your secret?
So funny enough, the lecturer that I'm working for now, I used not to like her. Because one thing I've picked up with her is the way she relates with the postgrad and the undergrad. Because she's also lecturing me.
Yeah.
And it's something that she taught me, like ever since I started working with her, that I shouldn't allow the student to disrespect me or to regard me as. So when I first saw her, I was like, this lecturer. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I don't want to be closer to her and all that.
Yeah.
But then ever since I started working with her, I see that, okay, they are Shem. So it's a matter of like, you need to, I don't know if I'll say it comes with being a teacher.
Yeah.
You need to know when to be serious, when to play, when to discipline, and when, like when you're dealing with kids, you need to give them the rules. And they need to abide by that. But then there's also a space for fun and all that.
Yes.
So it's something that I understood with the relationship that I have, especially with my boss, that, okay, the reason why she was like that is because she was having boundaries. So she was having boundaries. So that's why she was like that. So, the relationship now, I love her,
it's all based on the importance of drawing boundaries.
Yes, you need to understand like when to do what with who.
Yes,
with who, that's the other thing. Because truly speaking, the way she relates with undergrad and postgrad is a totally different thing. It's not something that is from me only, but my classmates, they always say, "Yo, okay, we didn't know that she's like this." Then I was like, "Yeah." That's something that I've picked up. So, and it's something that she has taught me, that when you're a lecturer's assistant, when you get there, they have to understand that you're a lecturer. You're assisting a lecturer. Mm. Basically, when I go there, because I teach them, I lecture them. Yeah. So I'm their lecturer. So they need to give me that respect. And I also have to have that posture for them to understand that I'm a lecturer. Even if they meet me around the campus, but I am the general, I'm the lecturer's assistant. Yeah.
They must know the boundaries.
Yes. So it's the same with what I've learned from her.
There's something that you just mentioned now. You mentioned my classmates. And earlier on, you're mentioning about meeting different people, you know? So I tend to believe that you have worked with groups and so on and so forth. You have experienced group dynamics, which most of us face.
Yeah.
So what advice have you got for people who plan to study what you're studying in terms of future? Maybe they deal with groups. And what are the soft skills that are required for them to overcome living with other people and dealing with other people, dealing with lecturers and passing the subject or excelling.
The subject.
Yeah.
So you need to understand that people are different. I think that's the most lesson I've learned. People are different and we have different opinion.
Okay.
Just because you're having, you understand the thing like this and I understand that like this, doesn't mean that we have to be fighting and all that.
Yeah.
It just happened that we understand it in a different way.
Yes.
So you have to look on what is the goal.
Okay.
Especially in a group setting when you're having a maybe group assignment.
Yeah.
What is the goal? Keep on asking yourself, what is the goal? Sometimes you can have a suggestion, but your suggestion, the whole group doesn't see it. You can push it, but also if they don't understand, it's fine.
Mm.
Just flow with whatever that they understand.
Mm.
As long as you are reaching the same goal, you need to know that there is a goal that we all have to reach. So that's basically with the teamwork. You just be open-minded.
Okay.
Be open-minded. Sometimes they'll just turn out your idea. Peace be still, we'll move on.
Simply be a team player.
Yes, become a team player. Because you're different. Like for me, I think it's one of the things that I was doing in my first year.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have a friend with someone who's petty. So I was like, I don't know. I want to learn this. I want to learn. So if you're in that space whereby it's colored, it's Xhosa, it's Tonga, it's all this, okay, get there, sit down, learn. Hey, learn. Okay, this is for me, I'm very observant.
Yeah.
So learn, okay, they're doing this and this. And then from there, bring what you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
take advantage of the opportunity given to you by the university to interact with people of different cultures and sometimes even people of different faith as well.
Yeah. And the other thing with team, I think that is the mistake that I did, but now I'm happy that I'm becoming that. You need to be a leader.
Yeah. Okay.
You need to be a leader. When you're having an assignment, make sure that you get that role that do everything.
Mm.
If they say typing, and you know that you're good, take that role so that when you type everything and everything is said. So become a leader of any group that you're being placed in.
What I'm taking it is that be accountable for whatever you've been given.
Yes, yes.
Make sure you make it count.
Mm.
So, you know, with understanding the level where you're at right now, right? Let's take a, let's wind back the clock.
Okay.
To 2015 or 2014, to the Kamu who's busy at high school in Mpopo, trying to push to study to get away from education. What advice have you got for that Kamu, or advice for anyone who's in that situation, who's in grade 11 or grade 10? What advice have you got for them, and they are aspiring to study at any university in the country?
How would I advise them? They have to study. Okay. They have to study. I think the other thing is for them to seek information. They need to be informed.
Yeah.
The reason why I took 2 years before I got to an Indian university.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for how my journey has unfolded. But the reason why it took 2 years is because I had lack of information. So it's very important to know, what do you want to study?
Mm.
Where do you want to study? Mm. And the degree that you want, how is it, the plan after 5 years or after 10 years, is it still going to be relevant? Because, so you need to get adequate information about what you want to study. And even with the subject, which one am I supposed to push? Not that I'm advising that students they should push other subjects and ignite others.
Yeah.
But then you have to know that the prospectus is saying that they want, let's say, 60 for meds. You can't be ignoring meds and you say that you want to be a doctor.
Yes, you
cannot be that. It can happen.
Yeah.
So get adequate information for what you want to study, the university, just find, seek information, so that you can be sure of what you want to do. For me, when we used to have opportunity for career exhibition, I would go there. I would be happy because I know I'm going to get an extra pocket money to go to university. And now room around university. I didn't even get the prospectus, whatever that they were giving us. I would take it, look at it, and throw it away. That is ignorance. So I would advise that don't be ignorant. You need to be informed on where you're going. Yes.
In other words, go for knowledge at any cost.
Yes. And also work hard. You study hard. study hard, my friend. You need to study hard and smart.
Thank you for the advice to the matriculants who are currently writing exams. I believe they're listening to you, and one of them is like, I need to work hard. I've seen the journey that Kamogelo has gone through, and I must get there, right? So last but not least, where do you see yourself in your career in the next few years?
I want to take Angie Motsekga's position. Okay, on a serious note, I would say that I've discovered in this journey, in as much as I don't like teaching, like I studied it and I loved studying it.
Yeah.
Now I need to develop a love to teach, because I still questioning myself, do I want to? Yeah. But yeah, so I have discovered how much I love maths.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm now pursuing my honors in mathematics education. And I'm definitely going to do masters and do PhD and do research. So when I was doing it was a research proposal. My topic was about the attitude that learners have towards maths. Because in my journey, I've learned that it's the attitude that contributes.
Okay.
If you want to excel in it, love that, the thing that you're doing. And there's a notion that most of the students, they are well, maths is difficult. I don't like that statement, because maths is not difficult. Maths is fun. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for the opportunities that I was exposed in here in Western Cape. So in a nutshell, I want to pursue in research in mathematics, and so that I can make people to be aware that maths is difficult. One of the modules that I'm doing, it incorporates technology, and it's fun. The apps that people have created for maths, maths is so fun. People that they always say maths, but if you only know a maths that is on chalkboard only, you are left behind. Maths is fun. There are a lot of apps to do maths, and it's fun. I don't want to lie. They are fun. They are simple. They will make you understand. So, yeah. And then the other thing, it's one of the things that I would love to do is to, the opportunity that I got, because I did tutoring. I tutored a lot of companies. At one time, I also tried having my own, but then I will have it. So what I've learned in Western Cape is that they use practical things. They use tools to teach maths. Like 30 seconds, they have 30 seconds for maths.
Yeah.
I was shocked. They use
dominoes.
They use those things for mathematics. They use cards. They use dice. So maths is not only on chalkboard.
Yeah.
It's not only what you write in the book.
Yeah.
Maths can be fun. So that is what I want to bring. That maths is not difficult. Maths is fun. Maths is doable. So I'll be doing research I'll be exploring in that. Even my lecturer, the one I'm working with, she's the one who is doing technology, like mathematics incorporating maths, technology. Maths incorporating technology. Okay. Yes. So I would like to do research on that. And I also love to be a lecturer, because I found that it's not hard work. You know, at school, I was a teacher. I taught students in primary from the places that I taught. It was just, I don't know what kept me going, and I thank God for the opportunity. But yeah, so I'd love to be a lecturer and just, yeah. As long as my paper is there, math is not difficult. Guys, math is not difficult. As long as I can teach people and make them to be aware that math is fun, math is not difficult, and also being a lecturer, hopefully get into the Department of Education so that these fun things can be involved in, like, or can be done in schools, because it's only done in tutoring companies. Mm. The people, yeah. So at school, it's just maths, chalkboard, and yeah, you flow.
It's very sad, Kamo. Thank you. It's very sad.
It is.
For you to dish out liquid gold towards the end of our interview. And I'm just convinced that we should bring you back anytime soon so you can dissect, you can break this thing out for us again on our next podcast. And we definitely are going to meet.
I'd love to come back. When I come back, I'll be talking about maths only. And it will not be about my career and my journey, but it will be about maths only.
And that's going to be awesome because, I mean, right now, you've just left me with something to ponder on. The fact that growing up in the Western Cape, you know, we had the stigma or this notion of believing that math is hard, math is this, math. But then we never knew that what actually made math hard was rather the technique that we used to be taught math. If we probably had a better technique, we would have been doing well. Thank you for enlightening us with that information, bringing that information to us as well, Kamo. Unfortunately, our time has come up, but we'll definitely, we'll definitely invite you for the next one. Thank you so much. And we want to wish you all the best with your studies.
Thank you.
That second belt that's coming.
Yes, it's coming. Definitely. You'd have to.
That career pursuing of being the next lecturer. All the best, Kamo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.